Bloodblade. The last we saw of our teen heroes, Chloe and Mike, they were being chased out of a town hall meeting by a hive-minded and demon-possessed horde. To make matters worse, the run began with Mike leaving Chloe behind in vain in an attempt to save himself first. Will their relationship ever be as promising as it was in high school, before the murders? Or will the rest of their lives be spent being chased by demons? I guess some people just aren't cut out for life.
Good evening, Lower South Bay. It's been several months since multiple victims of a knife-wielding maniac were laid to rest. High school students Chloe Murphy and Mike Nelson were prime suspects, until it was revealed that Police Chief Robert O'Reilly's son, Lucas O'Reilly, was in fact the killer. Chloe and Mike left town before they could be questioned by the media, but at least we can all sleep peacefully at night, and now never more comfortably. That's right, folks. I, Mattress Matt, have been influxed with the most luxurious Sativa Classic, Tempur-Pedic, Tempur-Adapt, and Dream Cloud mattresses.
Yeah.
And can you say avocado green without smiling?
Fantastic.
And now you can rest easy, all for the lowest prices anywhere, only at Mattress Matt's Mattress Emporium.
Yes, all right.
Don't sleep on these savings, folks. Come on down and lay on my dirt cheap goods.
Officer Mark. Officer Tony. Are you guys asleep on the job? Hello?
That's Lieutenant Mark now, you little shit. Give me a hug.
Yeah. Maybe after you give me a donut. You gotta be rolling in them now, right?
Well, if it isn't Mike Nelson. Back in town after 4 months and not even a phone call. Been worried sick about you guys.
Really? Are you okay?
I've barely slept in the last couple weeks. I've taken up smoking. I don't know where you and Chloe've run off to, so if something bad happened to you,
you need our help? Oh, guess what? Don't know where you are. Can't be there to help you.
Where's Chloe? Where's she hiding at?
And what about me, dammit? Have either of you wondered how I'm doing in all this? Hey, maybe we should give our old pal Tony a call, see how he's doing. Hey, is Tony dead? Hey, well, I care about Tony, so let's call him.
Tony, just...
Didn't have none of that happen.
Chill out for a second, dude. Look, Chloe is actually in trouble, okay? I thought you guys would help me go get her. We may need some real firepower.
What happened?
Well, we think we found the knife, but then the knife found us. And our only ally, the only normal person in Bliss, Idaho, was stabbed in front of a gathering, and then they went after us.
I sense the presence of two outsiders here. I would have them join us. Get them for me.
That's awesome. They're actually not gonna get me, so I'm fucking out of here.
If that's the way you feel about it, then fucking go!
Chloe! Last chance! You can hop in here right now and follow me back to sanity, or stay here with the goddamn invasion of the body snatchers, people.
Goodbye, Mike!
Chloe!
What?
Chloe, look out! I saw two people grabbing her, shortly followed by a swarm of like 50 or 60 people. I couldn't do anything, man. I mean, I can scrap, but like a horde of vicious assholes like that? Now, I don't even know if she's safe. I don't even know if she's alive right now. But I do know I need to go back for her, okay? And I really, really need your help on this, guys. I seriously fucked up, okay? I'm so sorry.
Well, you did the right thing, Mike. I love my sister, and I know she's in tune with things we'll never understand. But she should have come back with you, right? Let's not get hung up on that, though, okay? I'll go back to Bliss with you, locked and loaded. Whoever's got Chloe is gonna pay.
Yeah, Mike, and you're not leaving me behind this time, big guy. I'm with you, too.
All right, well, come on, let's go.
Wait,
can I have a gun?
No way, man, that's big trouble.
Yeah, we don't want you to end up killing anyone.
Dude, come on, they're already dead. They're just like husks, like knife zombies.
Well, I can't legally say yes, but when I turn around, there's that locker over there.
The combo is Jesus's birthday, but it's probably unlocked. Whoa, probably not that one, dude.
Why not? There's like hundreds of husks. Is that what we're calling them, by the way? What about blade bots?
Fine, let's go. Let's go get my sister.
And kill this knife for good.
My bad. I already cocked mine.
Hey, why do I have to be tied up? There's a lot of you, and I am not strong.
Ah, but that's where you're wrong, Chloe Murphy.
The strength in you transcends dimensions. But you still don't...
I don't believe in yourself.
It will be nice to have you on my side.
Okay, so what are you, like a zombie maker? Because we watched you kill Arthur and then he became like your minion or whatever.
His soul joined me on the ethereal plane.
And his body joined me in the physical realm.
I am all of them. We are all me.
You humans have no idea of your potential. You've been distracted by desires and wants.
Oh, by the way, your friend is dreaming.
Why don't you join him and bring him back?
Oh, what's up, Chloe? You know, it's funny that I skipped all those ballroom dancing classes you wanted me to take, but here we are, ballroom dancing. I'm pretty good, actually. I can actually remember this.
Okay, why the fuck did you leave me, you piece of shit? You are so selfish.
Whoa. Look, you know my dad lost his mind years ago. I spent years changing his diapers and still had to explain who I was to him every day. It kind of takes the oomph out of living, you know what I mean? That's why I got spooked when Arthur lost his mind or whatever. I left you because I know the only way to fight these fuckers is with real firepower. I'm getting your brother and Tony.
Okay, don't come back here now. He knows you're coming. He's gonna get you.
Say that to my gun. I have a gun, by the way. It's pretty cool.
And there you have it.
Your friends are coming.
But they have no idea that you can't kill a knife with a gun.
They're gonna get you. I just know it.
They can't be smarter than Sherlock Holmes.
When I was the blade that Jack the Ripper held, the old Sherlock couldn't figure out who it was because it was Jack and a dozen other people as well. They only found five of the bodies.
He was probably human's kind's brightest, and yet here I am, years later.
And even more powerful.
Why are you dancing with me?
You should take every moment to enjoy this distraction realm you call existence. You're simply one of hundreds here in bliss, whose souls or consciousness exists purely in my tangent realm.
In a cell much like yours?
While their bodies are free to live their pathetic human lives without ever causing another pain or suffering. You will watch your friends die.
And then, bliss. You will join me.
Nah, you can't be that strong. If I'm still anywhere, I can figure out how to stop you.
Why don't you hold me?
I don't...
It's time to prepare for your sacrifices. Do you feel my power?
Try to put me down.
Try not to kill your brother.
Holy shit, you guys, oh my god, they know we're coming. And this blade did all of the fucking Jack the Ripper killings.
That's why we sing, man, to prepare our minds.
It's like our version of meditating, Mike. Hey, wait, are the people of Bliss dead?
Yes, man, I already told you, they're fucking zombie husks. Or blade bots, or, you know, we'll figure it out.
Touch you and teases, you can't say.
This is it. How do we sneak up on a trap?
Leave that to me, Mike. I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, man. We're a couple of good sneakers.
Your friends are here, Chloe.
This has already happened, and I know the outcome. Time is different for you.
Time for you to end your
suffering. And kill your loved ones.
No! No!
Bloodblade. Bloodblade 2, Parts 5 and 6, coming to you independently in 2024. A big thank you to Frequency 101 and to everyone who made a show during this creative chapter. Stay sharp. Bloodblade.
Bloodblade.